Okay, let's get started here.
You all set?
Yeah, I'm all set now. I'm a little nervous because we're going to make a copy of this to send to Muncie. Right. And I want it to be nice. Mm-hmm. I want it to be good. Because I spent a half an hour on the phone with Muncie, and she's just a delightful individual. And, well, anyway, let me set this up here. It's Real Country 94.9 KISS FM 743. Craig and Al Morning Show. Let me give you the background on this story, Al.
Okay.
My wife came home the other day. As you know, she's a teacher. And then after school every day, she goes over to the gym and works out. And she came home and she said, I heard the sweetest story today. One of the trainers at the gym over at the women's club. One of the trainers told me about her grandmother, who is in her 80s, and went to see Garth Brooks in Las Vegas for her birthday last weekend, and Garth gave her his guitar.
Wow.
I said, really? She said, yeah. I said, can you give me some more information on that? I'd like to follow that up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, and I actually talked to Muncie Morger. She lives in Fort Benton, and I talked to Muncie on Tuesday. And we just had a splendid conversation.
Mm-hmm.
She is 82 years old. We spoke literally for half an hour.
Wow.
It was really interesting. She told me how she had come out from Michigan how when she and her husband got together here, he had a mail route and he got laid up. And so she did the mail route and how she killed a rattlesnake with a rock. And I mean, there's
lots of good stories.
There's some good stories. She is just a live wire and just so happy with life.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a treat to talk to her. So anyway, Muncie had decided that she wanted to go to Vegas for her 82nd birthday and see Garth. And so here's the conversation. Okay. So I got Muncie on the phone, and this is an edited conversation of our 30-minute conversation the other day. Muncie Morger from Fort Benton, Montana.
Ever since Easter, when I found out that Garth Brooks was going to be there, I was telling everybody, I'm going to Vegas, I want to see Garth Brooks for my birthday. So that's how that came about.
Now, what is your husband's name?
Wally.
And you and Wally, how long have you been married to Wally?
Well, we've been together 18 years, but we've only been married 5.
So you're kind of newlyweds is what you're saying, Muncie.
Sort of.
Now, since you and Wally, is Wally about your same age?
No, he's 88.
Oh, he's 88. So you got kind of one of the May-December romances, and Wally just kind of swept you off your feet, huh?
Sort of,
but yeah.
Our son, Randy, has to take us everywhere. Wally's in a wheelchair.
Okay.
He can't walk very far. So without our son Randy, and without him being at that concert with me, this never would have happened.
Okay, now let's kind of set this up.
So I wrote him a letter before we left and said, it's my 82nd birthday. Would you please sing the dance for me? Because I knew he took requests. So I thought I could give a $10 bill and the letter to an usher, and they would take it back to him. So we went to the Encore early because we needed to eat, and then we needed to dump my husband at a 21 table because he didn't want to go to the concert.
Oh.
And as we walked past the theater, there was an elderly lady in an usher's uniform, and she was standing there, so I went up with the money in my hand and stuff. I said, could you please give this to Garth? And she said, I'm sorry, I can't do that. But she said, I will give you some advice. So she said, who has an outside voice? Garth, at the end of the show, will turn up the lights and he'll ask for any requests or questions. So she said, you yell as loud as you can. So this happened just that way at the end of the show. And so Randy stood up, and, of course, everybody stood up and start yelling requests and everything. Anyway, he picked on a lady in the front first. It was her anniversary, and she didn't have her husband with her. So he laughed. Garth made jokes about that. And then Randy stood up again and hollered. And Randy said, this is my mom's 82nd birthday. We're from Montana, and she would like you to sing the dance for her. And Garth said, oh, it's her 82nd birthday? And he said, I guess we have to sing happy birthday to her. So he started strumming it on his guitar, and then 2,000 people sang happy birthday to me.
Wow.
After that was finished, by this time, I'm so nervous. I couldn't stand up. I did stand up, though, and blow him a kiss. Then I sat back down because I thought I was going to faint. And then he said, well, I guess we'll have to give her a birthday present. And he looked over to the side curtain and he said, would one of you get me a Sharpie pen? So he walked over to get it, and he turned around and walked back about halfway on the stage, and he said, well, I don't have anything to write on. And then he started taking his guitar off, and the audience went ballistic. They knew what he was going to do. And I'm sitting there, and the woman next to me said, he's going to give you that guitar. I said, no, it can't be. And she said, yes, he is. So then he looked up at me and he said, how do you spell your name, with a C-I-E on the end or a C-Y? And I said, C-I-E. And so he wrote on it, Muncie, God bless, Garth Brooks, and the date. But he smeared my name when he did that on the guitar. But I mean, that's okay.
That's okay. You didn't.
Happy birthday. Women were hugging me. Men were shaking my hand. And finally, so anyway, then the security guard took us out of the theater and down a long hallway that was all empty now. It was the entrance to the theater. And
Right. Went
out into the casino and had to go down to the 21 tables to pick up my husband.
Because Wally was still down there playing cards.
Yes.
Yeah.
Poor guy was there for 4 hours.
That probably didn't bother Wally, though, did it?
No, not at all. He loves 21.
Did he make any money, by the way?
No.
No,
he
okay.
Lost big time. Usually he never loses. Oh, but I found out that I'm having a party at my house tonight.
Oh, really?
Yes, everybody's coming over to see the guitar.
I know you're tired, and I'm going to let you go and get a nap in before all your company shows up. Muncie, it's been a treat. Thank you so much for taking the time to share with us.
Well, I hope I meet you the next time that I come to Missoula.
Will you come meet me, or my wife and I will come visit you in Fort Benton?
Would you really?
We would love to.
We can put you up.
We have a camper.
We have 5 bedrooms.
Okay, thank you, Muncie. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Muncie Morger. Fort Benton. She's just a treat. This is the song that Garth played for her. This is the dance. It's Craig and Al Morning Show. This is Kiss.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above. For a moment, all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now, I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything for a moment. Wasn't I the king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know though I might have changed it all. And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain that I'd have had to miss the dance. It's my life, it's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain that I'd have had to miss the dance.